Nine. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And we are on in Bismarck on K-Fire 550, the flag in Fargo at AM 1100, also the flag up in Tioga at AM 1090, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and 910 KCJB in Minot. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we're going to talk a little bit of a discussion about Walmart. There's a little contention going on up in Minot. Also some contention with property taxes, or evaluations, as they like to call that, in Ward County as well. We're going to check in with Williston, find out what's going on with their water system. Scott, good morning.
Morning to you, Steve. We're also going to talk with the NDSU Extension Service a little bit about planning this season. Planting.
Crops.
And the late spring. So there's a couple of things we'll tackle in the way of topics. But, of course, as always, we're most interested in what's on your mind. You let us know at 800-228-0550, and the floor is yours. The show is yours. You can sound off. Hop up in that soapbox and get something off your chest. Just dial us up at 800-228-0550. Is there anybody you want us to put in the hot seat? You know, we had Ham Shivani in the hot seat day before yesterday. We had Grant Schaff, Board of Higher Ed member, in the hot seat yesterday. I see the Bismarck Tribune today editorials blaming all of this on the higher ed. Boy, I'd love to be one of these behind-the-scenes folks who, when a new boss comes in, just does everything from bellyache to arranged votes of no confidence to, all the way down to disturbing juvenile, what would you call defecating in somebody's yard? That juvenile harassment.
You know, that's not even juvenile, because I know children that wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and then sit back
and
have somebody else.
My dog knows better than to do that.
The point is, then you sit back and you let somebody else take the blame. I mean, I'm not one to defend the Board of Higher Ed when they don't need defending, but to me, this is a lot more about people that do not want to be governed, do not want a system, than it is about the Board of Higher Ed. But anyway, we've talked a lot about that. But we have those two folks in the hot seat, and we always want to afford that opportunity to folks that you have questions of. So don't be afraid to throw somebody out that you'd like to see in the hot seat or that you want answers from as well. The point is you let us know what you want. We're here to serve you. This vast audience with these five radio stations all across the Northern Plains by calling us at 800-228-0550. What is on your mind today anyway, Steve?
Yeah, the story that we just heard at the top of the hour with the news break, I'm a little upset with. I don't know if I should point my finger at Verizon, which is, it happens to be my cell phone carrier, or point it at the NSA. If there was some complicity here on allowing this to happen, I'm really upset. 121 million Verizon users had their phone records examined by the NSA.
Now let me ask you something, and this is a big story. Obviously, you have the National Security Agency collecting telephone records of millions of Verizon customers under a top-secret court order. So there was a court involved. It was part of a foreign intelligence surveillance court effort. But here's my deal. If they're following the rules and they are looking for terrorist activity, one would assume, if we're talking about the foreign intelligence surveillance court, why do you care?
Do we have 121 million terrorists in this country?
Here's the deal. You're going to be pretty bored looking at my phone records, right? I mean, if
that's not the point.
By coming across my phone records, you happen to, give yourself some sense of peace that, okay, he's fine and I'm going to go to the next. I don't care. I mean, I want them to find terrorists. And if they lawfully use the courts to say, here's the reason we want to look at these, I don't have a big problem with it.
I do have a big problem with it. It's infringing on my privacy. And that's a very, very big thing to me. It's, you can't look at anything just willy-nilly. You know, that's no different than saying the federal government wanted to look at your bank account or wanted to look at your medical records. You know, hey, what's next? Insurance companies being able to open your medical records? You know what? You might have that genetic disposition to have cancer, so we're not going to give you insurance. Where does it end?
First of all, the order actually says, okay, who are you calling? It isn't listening, right? So they're not tapping into the phone call. It's, you know, Scott called Steve, Steve called Scott. It's that kind of stuff. So, and again, I'm injecting a very important word here, lawfully. If they are following the rules and aren't surfing for a, hey, who bought a gun? Who's calling gun dealers? Because, you know, we want to have a de facto way of registering guns or something that's not authorized, not lawful. If they're using this to go and find
terrorists. How do we know they're not?
Yeah, that's a good question.
How do we know they're not? Is there transparency with this?
That's why
we just found this out. Were they going to tell us that they were looking at our phone records? Here's the big thing. 121 million. Million.
Well, that's the total amount of customers for Verizon. Do we know how many people actually have their records included in this? I'm not sure we do.
Do we have 121 million terrorists in this country?
Well, no, but I'm saying the 121 million number is the total amount of Verizon customers. I don't think that's the total amount of the surveillance.
But those are the records they can look at. Those are the records that they have the ability to look at.
Yeah, true, they have the ability. I don't think that's what's involved here, though.
I've brought this up before, that show Person of Interest on CBS. I love that show. The more I watch it, it scares the hell out of me. It really does, because realistically, we're not, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but we are getting so close to that show coming to fruition. It's almost self-fulfilling. We're getting that Big Brother mentality in this country, and that's a dangerous, dangerous road to go down in this country.
I'm not worried about it if they're following the rules. Steve is. Tell us who's right. 800-228-0550. That's what's on his mind. Let's find out what's on Brad's mind in Burleigh County today, calling into What's on Your Mind. Hey, Brad, go ahead.
It's Fred.
Oh, Fred. Hey, Fred.
Yeah, well, it wasn't what I was going to talk about, but, yeah, you know, with all the scandals going down and all the stuff we found out, 3 or 4 years later, how people have been looked into, how they've been using it for political gain, targeting different organizations. How do we know some of the cell phone call thinking to be used for that? You know, but that's not why I called in here today. I just wanted to comment on that. You guys had a show last week, and we've been busy trying to farm in between the rainstorms here.
How you doing with that? Is it working out?
It's ugly. It's just ugly. We're just hoping for a late fall now. Get something planted here. Pretty bad. But sunshine today anyway. We're looking forward to it. But, you know, they talked about price gouging on the, you know, for the gasoline and stuff like that, that one day you guys were talking about it. Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk about some of the price gouging we have here on our seed that we have to buy as farmers. I had to drop 300 acres this year because I just couldn't afford it. Canola is the one I'm talking about, canola seed. It's hard to believe, and I don't know if anybody's going to believe me, but I get about $13 a bushel for my canola seed. My canola, when I sell it, I get about $13 a bushel. That's 2 5-gallon buckets is a bushel. Now, if I go buy 2 5-gallon buckets full of seed, how much would you guess I have to pay?
I'm going to say about $40.
$40 for 2 5-gallon buckets full, that's a bushel. You better go a little higher.
Really?
Yeah. Would you believe $500?
Are you serious?
What was it last year? What was it last year, Fred?
It was about the same. It's been averaging that the last few years, for like 5-10 years. That's Roundup Ready seed technology. It's completely and totally controlled by one company, Monsanto. They are the ones that put it out. The government allowed them to have a government-sponsored monopoly with a patent on this, an ongoing patent for years. So now,
Fred, what's your yield on that? If you buy a bushel of seed, what's your yield on that?
Well, a bushel of seed will plant about 9 acres. It costs $45 an acre to put it in. But, you know, the thing about it is $500 5-gallon buckets, $250 a bucket. There's got to be something wrong there. There's no competition for that seed at all. And there's other seeds that have been patented, you know. And the government sponsored that patent. Dorgan, Conrad, and Pomeroy, when they were in there, they said this will be a good thing for the farmers to have this Roundup Ready variety so you can just spray it with Roundup and kill all the weeds around it. That's great, but my gosh, doesn't that seem a little odd to you? Doesn't that seem a little bit gouging? I mean, gas, diesel, that's terrible, but this is completely... government-sponsored monopoly.
And of course, there's an element of the input cost into the seed that go with the cost as well. But I'm not well equipped enough to say what explains that. But I tell you what, we'll try and get you an answer. We are going to talk with some folks from the NDSU Extension Service later today. We'll add that to our topics, Fred. Good luck to you maneuvering that wet fields you're working in today. Appreciate the call. Mark in Bismarck, Carly in Bismarck, want to talk about the Verizon wiretapping.
That's the wrong word.
Surveillance of the phone records coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Hawken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schultz and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hold on to me as we go.
We're back, folks, with What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Steve Bakken is here, and give you a quick check of the weather, how things are looking.
Kind of hard not to. Sunshine today. I love the sun.
Kind of hard not to feel Fred's pain there before the break. We have a bunch of calls waiting to get in here, but quickly go around the horn there, would you?
59 in Bismarck this hour, Williston at 58, Dickinson 59, Minot 63, in Devil's Lake we're at 57, Grand Forks 56, Fargo 57 this hour, and a little sunshine. That's nice. I don't think it's going to last long as we got a pretty good chance of some more showers this weekend, Scott.
I do see some sunshine, though. 72 in Tioga with a little bit of sunshine today. We'll take that, won't we?
Judge Bob Weifold was here, and he was wearing a nice little garden hat today and earlier this morning. And he said, I finally got to wear my hat, a little sun hat. He's going around with the some of the crew from the USS North Dakota today.
I love it. Also, by the way, in the east, 70s and in sunshine, so a little bit of reprieve. Let's get back to the phones here on the program we call What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. And Harley in Bismarck, you're next to go. Go ahead, Harley.
How's it going?
Great. How about you?
Well, this news with the NSA and Verizon makes me mad as hell. Pardon my French.
Thank you.
My personal phone calls are just that, personal. I'm about as patriotic and American as you're going to find, and for the government to just blanket suck up all of the information about all of us who are Verizon customers on the chance that somebody is going to be a terrorist is bogus. This is not the America that the guys that went ashore on D-Day 69 years ago fought to preserve. Every time that they initiate something like this, it's always under the guise of safety and protection and finding terrorists. How about they do what they use someone as was a suspect? They tap the suspect's phone and left everybody else alone. This is just another small step toward a total tyrannical government, and I'm sick of it.
Now, and again, we're talking about the fact that if you called us today, that would show up on a cell phone record for them. That worries you that they have that they know that you called us?
Yeah, what's next? The police show up at your door and say, we want to come in and look through your house to make sure you don't have contraband or illegal weapons. Where does it stop?
I don't know if it does, and that's my point. And Harley, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to put that one in my column because I'm mad about this, too. Thanks for the phone call. Francis in Ward County, what's on your mind today?
Morning. I salute that last caller. He was dead on. This Verizon deal, even if it is about terrorists, weren't they warned in Boston? Didn't the FBI warn them? I mean, even if they do, they ain't doing nothing. This is all part of the New World Order. And with the Monsanto deal, with that other caller, it's the same there. This government is crazy. Our grandfathers over at D-Day, if they'd hear this crap on the radio right now, I don't know what they'd do. I know there's a lot of them turning in them graves.
Well, Francis, I got to thank you for remembering that we mentioned the fact that it is D-Day. Think about that. Think about what they faced, the daunting task on in front of them, and yet did it and lost so many. But what it started, phenomenal. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Good reminder. Dee in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 258-0550 from your 701 area code. Go ahead, Dee.
Yes, I just have a quick comment. I do agree with those other callers also. I'm not worried about being tracked here because I'm not on a Verizon. But I've heard they're going to get they possibly have the other companies too involved in that. So, but my question is that why, if this was working, didn't they get those two bombers in Boston? You know, if it's such a red hot deal. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Thanks for the phone call, Dee. You know, I don't think it is working. That's the problem. It's not working. It's my understanding that what it does is it goes through and it red flags. You know, you run it through a computer program and it'll red flag if you made umpteen calls to Dubai or United Arab Emirates or more like an audit where it sends up little flags and that's what it goes, hey, maybe you should look at this a little bit closer. But yeah, at what point? 121 million phone customers? Potentially,
and by the way, you were right on that. It is all telephone calls in its system, both within the U.S. and between the U.S. and other countries. So it is.
That's wrong.
You know, but obviously they're looking for a particular pattern. They don't care that you and
obviously,
I call each other.
Obviously, all of us are assumed guilty before any sort of a due process. I don't like that aspect of the government. And I don't care which administration it is, whether it's a Bush administration or the Obama administration, Democrats, Republicans, it's just not right. Craig in Watford City, what's on your mind today?
We're out North Dakota. Could call Mr. Holder and get Mr. Holder to go after this prayer for reform group You know, when you listen to Rush Limbaugh's show, you have to listen to the Marco Rubio, Paul Ryan commercials about guarding the borders and protecting America. The border security comes first. And, you know, sir, we've been listening to this for 40 years. And to the caller a few callers ago said, where does it all end? It ends with battles, military battles with Bolsheviks, just as it did in Europe, where they went into Estonia and nailed babies up into the trees. That's where it ends, sir. Because it's redistribution of income based upon essentially tribal lines.
Craig, appreciate the call. We're going to keep going. Lots of other folks want to weigh in on this. John and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm on the road today, but when I get back into town, I'm going to drop my Verizon.
So you're actually going to take action from this?
Yeah, I am. I'm stressed about it, and I think that it's wrong. And the only way I can protest is to not do business with them.
John, it hasn't come out yet, but if Verizon is part of this, then who's to say that AT&T and other phone carriers aren't part of this? We haven't heard all of it yet.
And they were compelled by court order to do it, too, so I don't know if they put it all on...
They were forced.
All on the company, but...
I've been wrong before, but that's my only way to protest is just to...
Me, too, and I'll be wrong again, I'm sure, John.
Yeah, right.
John,
hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the phone call, John. Rodney and Sterling, what's on your mind today?
It's not only Verizon you got to worry about. The other day I went to a test link on my phone for a blog site, and I noticed a little telephone icon blinking, and I tapped on it, and it was Google. It was sending information out to, I suppose, their site, you know, and I'm like, how do I turn that off? Do I have to cancel all my accounts or anything? So I don't think it matters if you got Verizon or Sprint or whatever. If you're using a smartphone, if you go to use Google, you know, they're going to watch you too. So
here's my question, Rodney. If you're not doing anything wrong and they are lawfully using the surveillance to try and find bad guys, in other words, by whatever algorithm they use, they can look at all the records and detect when bad guys are calling bad guys. Do you want them to catch the bad guys, even if it means looking at you and knowing you're not doing anything wrong?
That's kind of a gray area. I want them to catch the bad guys, but, you know, I mean, it's like everybody's worried about it.
Yeah, I guess the big question is, do we trust it? More coming up. Don't go away. This.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom and to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hinn, and this is What's on Your Mind. I'm going to chat with folks in Williston about a difficult situation up there in just a moment, but first let's get Kathy and Bismarck here on the topic du jour of the hour here. Go ahead, Kathy, you're on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go.
I just have a moment to comment, but and I was in the camp of... It's okay. Go ahead, surveil or do whatever you need to do, because it probably will help us keep safe and find people. But now I'm kind of thinking, I'm doubting that a little bit, because we've hosted foreign exchange students. They're here on work study program. A couple are from the Eastern countries, and we keep in contact with them, and they're wonderful people. And I think it helps to have exposure to these people. But yet, then I'm thinking, if they're seeing even our genuinely uninteresting conversations back to each other about weather and whatever, you know, are they going to look at me differently because I'm speaking or emailing with people over there?
That's so here's a hypothetical.
On my
here's
mind
a,
right now.
Yeah, I get you. I mean, I think the big thing, Steve, you said this, to trust. I mean, I've got to trust that it's being done right. That's hard to do when you're hearing about this IRS stuff and all the other things going on. And, you know, I get that. I don't think all this can be public, that, hey, what exactly are you doing? But just a hypothetical, you know, if they have a group of target numbers where they know, okay, these are bad guys in foreign countries, and the students you're hosting aren't in that category, then it would be as useless as Steve and I calling each other. You know, as a, you know, okay, they see one number go to the other number, it means nothing. I think all this is a system to be able to flag, wait a minute here, they're calling somebody in, you know, pick your country, and we have a reason to be concerned about that number anyway because of the places it's going. Otherwise, then maybe they'd look, but if it's just, you know, a foreign exchange student checking back with some folks that hosted them, big deal, you know.
That kind of makes me feel better. I have to go one quick little thing. We asked them, what do you like about North Dakota? One of them wanted to come back to this area. He's in agricultural engineering. And his reason was really surprising to me, but he said, I feel safe here. Isn't that sad?
No, it's not. It's great. It's great that we can feel sad in this country.
For him living over there, and he loves his country, but yet he felt safe over here. Anyway, thanks for letting me speak my mind.
You know, Kathy, the one aspect of that, though, is we haven't heard the full story with this. You know, Verizon was compelled. I'm assuming AT&T was compelled. Sprint, whatever your carrier was, all probably going to come out that they were compelled. How does this process work? That's the big thing for me. It's just because you have an area code or a country code that shows up on your phone record, is that a red flag? Does that mean that you're now under the scrutiny? And did you do anything wrong? Are you assumed guilty by association then, Kathy?
But I guess they have to find things to look at where that would be, I would think. Oh, look at that. I wonder, you know.
Why does it have to be so broad would be my question, right? I mean,
yeah,
why can't
focus.
You say, okay, yeah,
look at evidence. Look at evidence. Look at specifics. Don't paint a broad stroke. That's the problem with the federal government. They paint such a broad stroke, whether it's the EPA, whether it's agriculture, whether it doesn't matter what it is. There's such a broad stroke. Corps of Engineers is a great example. it's one size fits all with government, with big government, and everything's not fitting into that size.
Right.
Kathy, thanks for the call. And, you know, you're wrestling with something I think all of us are when you hear stories like this. Here's more from the story. It says, under the terms of the order, the phone numbers of both parties on a call are handed over. Again, it's the numbers. As our location data, call duration, unique identifiers, I don't know what that means, and the time and duration of all calls. The contents of the conversation itself are not covered. The broad, unlimited nature of the records being handed over to the NSA is unusual. FISA court orders typically direct the production of records pertaining to a specific named target suspected of being an agent of a terrorist group or foreign state and a finite set of individually named targets. NSA warrantless wiretapping during the George W. Bush administration after the 9/11 attacks was very controversial. The FISA court order, signed by Judge Roger Vinson, compelled Verizon to provide the NSA with electronic copies of all call detail records or any telephone metadata created by Verizon for communications between the United States and abroad or wholly within the United States, including local telephone calls.
Unique identifiers. What does that mean?
I don't know, and there's a lot that's, you know, prompts questions. Again,
we'll come back to this.
If lawfully you and I could be convinced that this is being done lawfully for a purpose that, okay, we put all this data in, and what comes out is key points that helps us get bad people. You can look at mine all day long.
Now, Scott, we'll come back to this more in callers. We've tracked down Monty Myers, Williston City Engineer. Monty, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Monty. Steve Bakken here along with Scott Hannon for What's on Your Mind. Tell us a little bit about the situation going up in Williston right now as far as the water plant.
Sure. It's kind of a myriad of problems or issues that's developed. Every year we get what we call a June rise, which is basically the snow melt that comes in from the mountains. And, of course, the Yellowstone system is basically unbridled. There's no dams on it. And there's a couple of tributaries provide us problems with their powder. Actually, the name of it is Powder River. With the amount of silt. And this year we got just a ton of rain out in that same basin in our area. So with the June rise and the rain, it created a huge turbidity issue, which is basically sediment that's in the water is what the turbidity is. That combined with the fact that our growth, people aware that Williston is probably the growth of the Bakken area, and the amount of water demand that's raised that we need to do, and then we're also under construction, so we're limited with how much water that we can basically produce or intake water. So those are the three issues that created a situation where that with the record high turbidity, we could just not produce the water to meet the demand. So we cut off the industrial usage. And even with that, we did some public service announcement asking people to limit their outdoor watering, and we got down to a little under 4 million gallons a day, but we're only producing about little three or a little less. So right now today we've dropped down to with our emergency outdoor restrictions, we have dropped down to about just a little over 3 million gallons a day. And we are, though, the water is cleared up considerably. It's about five times less turbid than it was. And we're producing a little over 6 million gallons. So we're gaining on our reservoirs. We're still just barely over 50% in our reservoir capacities. We're going to try to get through the day and tomorrow morning. We're hoping that we could probably lift our outdoor restrictions and get back to a normal situation.
You're turning the corner. Is there any long-term fix so you don't have to shut down a town and shut down the industrial uses to the degree you've had in the future, Monty?
Yeah, you know, that, of course, we always look at that as how do we keep this, prevent this from happening? We probably were fairly, I think, considering that we maybe had one of our record-high turbidities with, like I said, the runoff and the heavy rains that may be unusual, but we always get high turbidity, so... Yeah, how do we handle that? And so we're talking about ways, because we just bid basically another expansion to the plant, and that was the comment we made, is that we can expand the plant, but we're We were limited by these situations that reduce it down to 3 million gallons a day. That's no good, especially when we have the demand out there domestic-wise. We didn't necessarily feel like we shut down the city. We went to this declaration just to make the public service aware more so that, hey, we got to limit our outdoor usage. And when we do that, we, like I said, we got down to 3 million gallons a day. And sometimes by just us saying that we need to do that, we don't get quite the reaction than when the mayor does it.
Monty, you mentioned you just bid out an expansion for the growth for the community of Williston, both industrial and residential. How do you plan for an expansion? Is one expansion enough? Do you know where the growth's going to be? How do you plan for what's coming and continuing to grow for Williston?
You know, that's a good question, and that's something that we as commissioners and administration staffing always say, what is it? What is the growth that we plan for? And nobody has a crystal ball, but I can tell you that with our water treatment plant and our wastewater treatment plant, Leastways wastewater treatment plant has been, we're saying our first phase is going to be 40,000 population equivalency. The water plant is a little different because, as you may be aware of, that the plant is also a regional provider as well as industrial water provider, and that gives you that wild card in there. The industry could probably use all the water if you wanted to sell it. So we need to use a balancing portion of how much is domestic, and then above and beyond that is what we sell. And that is a little hard. It's kind of growing pains. We are trying to get a handle on that. So, and it's a little frustrating probably to the industrial companies too that are trying to rely on it, because we have to vary, especially when our plant can't produce at a maximum rate. So it's not easy, and I don't know if we can tell you exactly, except for we do predict that we're going to need 21 million gallons a day is what we're planning for and what we just bid out to try to handle our industrial as well as our domestic.
Monty Myers, city engineer from Williston, thanks for the update. Glad you're turning the corner there. Not out of the woods yet, but obviously getting in the right direction, and certainly part of the growing pains of a boom town in the Bakken, Williston. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
You bet.
We'll watch that very closely. You bet. Some calls waiting to weigh in on our topics. What's on your mind? Dave and Dickinson, Tom and Fargo. Let's get to Dave here before the break. Go ahead, Dave. You're up.
Good morning, gentlemen. Have you ever heard of a thing called a MIAC report?
What is a MIAC report?
Catch us up to speed.
Okay, that report came out a couple of years ago as to who the potential terrorists of America are. Listed on that is all veterans, people that think they have constitutional rights, homeschooling, and there's a few other categories on that.
Hey, Dave, more questions. Hang on if you would.
Yeah, because, hold over the break, Dave.
Yeah, let's do that. And Tom and Fargo will get to you as well. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Mock, and I'm Scott Hammond. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Nessa Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vent geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nessa of Nessa Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First of all, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nessid Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessidconsulting.com or find a link at bakkenbeacon.com.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind. Before we get back to Dave, talk a little bit about the MIAC report around the region. Bismarck, 61 this hour, 60 in Williston, Dickinson, 57, 63 in Minot, Devil's Lake at 59, Grand Forks at 56, and Fargo coming in at 57. Dave, you were telling us about who's on this list.
Yeah, it's like veterans, homeschool people, Christian groups are on it. Anybody that thinks they have constitutional rights anymore and stands up and talks about it, they're a potential terrorist because they might incite people to rise up and throw out the government. Any preppers that they're on it, I notice when I called in here, I get this GCN thing, and the commercials on that are different than the commercials that are on the radio coming over. There's a lot about patriotism and prepping and stuff. So now, if this phone call's been monitored, I'm a potential terrorist because I listened to that and am now involved.
But think, just for 1 second. Do me a favor. And by the way, I found a little more on this MIAC report. MIAC stands for Missouri Information Analysis Center, and it started with a report about the militia movement, right? So I suppose some of the people you're describing, because they'd be patriots, would be considered potential members of some militia, I guess. I don't know. But can you imagine the amount of time it would take to, you know, if, for instance, somebody homeschools and you put them on some list, you know, Dave, can you imagine the amount of time and resources of law enforcement to track them down? Or it, when there's nothing in the way of any real terrorist threat from them, I hesitate to think because somebody somewhere doesn't like a homeschooler or doesn't like somebody that might have a strong desire to, you know, live out their Second Amendment rights and have an arsenal that have no intention of doing anything other than protecting and defending themselves or educating their family, mean no harm to the United States of America as it exists today, could be the product of some law enforcement resources.
Right.
Waste of time, wouldn't it be?
That's your private point of view of things. But if you've got some group that's trying to influence government regulations and stuff, and they have an agenda to create a new world order, and free-thinking people that don't go to school and get the government propaganda shoved down into their brain, but are homeschooled and actually look at the facts of things and get educated, well, you're a threat to that new world order.
I hear you. Appreciate the call. I'm slow to conspiracies, mostly just because of the reality of, I do not trust government, and I think we have some recent examples, the IRS thing, the AP deal, James Rosen at Fox, to not trust him. So, you know.
I'm with you, Scott. I'm not into conspiracy theories myself. You know, the night program you hear in a lot of the talk stations around the country and around the region, I don't buy into all that stuff. But I do have a big distaste and distrust of the federal government, especially those of us that live here in North Dakota. We see that on a regular basis on how North Dakota is viewed by the federal government because we take care of our own, and we're an independent state. We really are. Let's go to Tom. One more quick call, if we can. Tom in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just kind of tired of the whole thing. You know, you got the threat of drones flying overhead without our knowledge. You know, little things like police putting cameras downtown Fargo, you know, Verizon records now, maybe random DUI checkpoints. It's all, you know, people say, as long as you're not doing anything wrong, what are you worried about? And that's true by today's rules, but who decides what is wrong? You know, that's what my fear is that they can change that rule of what is wrong.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, you know, and again,
simple.
IRS thing's a pretty good example, and that's why my caveat on this Verizon deal, if it's lawfully being done, that's great, but Tom's point is who decides? Who's the referee? What's lawful? I mean, there's certainly plenty of reason for suspicion. I'm not going to let it consume me. Until I find out otherwise, assume that they're using this to get bad guys, because if they're looking for Tom and Steve and Scott and the things we're doing that harm this country, they're going to be pretty bored. You know, we're out here just trying to, you know, stand up for a great country. Appreciate the call. Barbara, Fox Center, Minnesota. Let's get you in here before the break. Hello, Barbara. Go ahead.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. I heard about a bill that is now in the House, something called the Ryan Plan. I'm not quite sure if it's part of the federal budget or what it is, but apparently they are intending to cut payments to Medicare with that is included in this package. And I'm wondering if anybody knows anything about this. I think
sounds like a question for our guest tomorrow, Congressman Kevin Cramer, who was normally here on Wednesday but postponed till Friday this week, if it's a new plan. I mean, the Ryan plan itself is about a budget.
Right.
And it actually, you know, the argument left over from the campaign was it protected Medicare versus the president's plan that cut Medicare. I don't know what, you know, and cut in Washington, D.C. means something different than it does to you and I in our household budgets, too, Barbara. Sometimes cuts in Washington, D.C. mean a reduction in the rate of growth. So I'm always a little leery of that term, too. But we'll add it to our list of questions for Congressman Cramer if you'll listen tomorrow, okay? Hope you'll promise to tune in. Another hour of What's on Your Mind straight ahead. You ready to go, Steve?
I definitely am. And next hour, we're going to talk a little bit of agriculture. Kind of curious on what the take across the state is.
What's on your mind?
Stay tuned.
With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up. We'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654, or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.